When Simon Chav Zayin Siv Gimel Aminig Anochein Lusakein Shem Abarte Shebo Oritzua Iveres Teimu Nachas Letzad HaKosei Vakcitza Letzad HaYad. So the minig is the proper minig. Then we put on the tefillin. So as we had mentioned yesterday, we have here, there are three chalokim in the tefillin. There's the bayis, there's the titure, which surrounds the bayis, and then after the titure, there's the mabarta that the ritzua goes through. So the mechaber is saying that the minig is that the mabarta is facing the shoulder, and then we have here the tefillin, and that's the minig anochim. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah Vakcitza, and the bayis is Letzad Hayad. So the Mabarta is towards the shoulder, and the bayis is Letzad Hayad. That's how we put on the tefillin. The Ita Ameiniach Tefillin Mimishay Neita Lehepech Meniyochel Lahitzir Retzura Lekova Kadin Ayin Bebir Halochem. So the Bir Halochi brings down a Meirdike Psak from the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov says as follows. Let's say a person who is left-handed and he doesn't have a tefillin, so he has to put the tefillin on the right, and he borrows from someone who is right-handed and he wants to use his tefillin. So if we'll put on the tefillin, normally, in the Mabarta will be the way we put on the tefillin. The Mabarta will be facing the shoulder, and the Ktzitz will be facing the Yad. So it'll come out that the Yud of the tefillin will be not Keneged Alev, it will be facing the other direction. But if he puts on the tefillin backwards, that means the Mabarta will be facing the Mabarta with the Tzuz are will be facing the Yad, so then it will come out that the Yud of the Tzuz will be Keneged Alei. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halochi says, that is the proper thing to do, to put on, if he has to borrow someone's Tzuz, he should put on the Tzuz on his right hand, which is his left hand, And the Mabarta should be, the Ritzuas should be towards the Yad, and so Mamelos will come out that the Kesher show, the Yud will be facing the Lev. Like this, and the other way will be facing the outer direction. So that's what he said, that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Now, let us see Siv Dalet. Loi Yehidovo Choytzeit Bein Tefillin Levsorei. There should not be a chetitze Bein Tefillin Levsorei. Loishno shel Yad, Veloishno shel Rosh. I say, so there is a psul chetitze. Ago, so the Rama says, V'davke betfillin. By the tefillin, there is such a chesorin. Avol beritzuos ein lahakpit. By the Ritzuas, there is no problem with a chetitze. That's so here we have Machaber and the Ramah. No, not a Machlokes. No, the Machaber speaks about the Batim, and the Ramah says by the Ritzuas, ain't lahakpit. No, it was not Machlokes. Yeah. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Lo Yehei, Tachsiv, Al Yodecho. So it says that the tefillin should be Al Yodecho, should be on the hand, Al Yodecho. By Big Day Kuhune, it says, Umichnesei Vad Yu Al Besoroi. That the Big Day Kuhune, the Michnesayim, should be Al Besoroi, should be on the Boso. So on the boso means that it should be flush against the boso. So the same thing, al yodecho, means that the tefillin should be al yodecho. They should there shouldn't be anything that's between your yad and the tefillin. Ubetfillin shel roish ksiv bein einecha. Now let's just explain this for 1 minute. Bein einecha theoretically would mean between the two eyes, which is not the mokim atfillin. The mokim atfillin is bein einecha means the mokim tzmichas hasayris, where the hair starts growing. That's called bein einecha. It should be in the, where the hair starts growing. And Chazal learned the yikuchu kolcha bein einecha. So by the isa kolcha, there's an isa to tear out hair ala meis. So there, there's a din la yikuchu kolcha bein einechem. So just like over there, the bein einechem means b'mokim ascholat tzmichas hasayres. So we learn out bein einechem. That it says by tefillin is also b'mokim, so bein einecha means where the hair starts growing, it should be bein einecha, it should be in the middle of bein einecha. Once heard a vote, a place that someone said, pshat, it's a posik in Mishlei, chacham einov b'roisha iksil b'choisha chaylech. So someone said pshat as follows: Chacham, a chacham, he knows this exerish of it. So einov bereishis, even though it says bein einecha by tefillin, but it's bereishis because they have exerish of it. Here it says bein einechem, and here it's by the yikolcha bein einechem. So einov bereishis, oksil, but oksil doesn't know the exerish of it. So he says bein einecha, so he puts the tefillin mamish between his two eyes, so he can't see. The tefillin is mamish blocking his view. About kaponim, of the bein einecha, the taich of bein einecha means that it should be b'mokim tzmiches hasayres, which is bein einecha. Davo chaytzeitz v'afilo chatzitza koldu. Now this is a merdik edin, and the Piskei Tshuvos explains this, and this is very, really mechudishtik. That means we know there's hilchas chatzitza by netilas yadayim, by tvilo, there's dinei chatzitza, atilas noshim. So al kaponim, there we have different guidelines. We have rubay hamakpit, then it's chaytzitz minatoyre, rubay sheine makpit, mit, these are all the rabbonon. And here it seems this is a deraisa de kipsu. So the Piskei Tshuvos explains the Yisod, it's not a psul chatzitze. Here we have the Posek is telling us, Al Yodecha, there has to be Al Yodecha. This is a new din. So if there's a mashu there, so it's not Al Yodecha. Afilu chatzitze koldo. Afilu chatzitze koldo. Now, to Meleula, that's the din. The nochin lizoyer lechatchile, afilu bekino chayo shloye mavsik bein atfilin laboso, that a person should be nizer by a live kina a live louse, val koponim bekino meisa v'ofo yesh lizoyer. But a dead louse, one should, this is a live louse is a lechatchile nikedin. A dead louse is the evident puzzle. Now let us try to understand what's the difference between a live louse and a dead louse. It's very interesting. Let me just say another halacha, and then we'll come back to the kinnim. The Piskei Tshuvos brings down. We're talking about that chatzitza pasuls tefillin shel roish and tefillin shel yad. So what if a person has dandruff? So his dandruff. So he says dandruff is not a chatzitza because haynu revisayu. That means that's how the person that's the derech ha'odam. A person has a normal person has dandruff. So that's called So that's called besoroi. That means that's how a person is. That is a din of a besoroi. So that's a normal person. So it seems the people they were always infested with lice. So Memela, so that we had a creeping louse on him, that was called Haine Rebisayu. The Gemara speaks about it, the Gabi Big Dekun, Amur Deke Gemara. It speaks about the Tekahanim. There's a Psul, Chatzitze, Mishnah say, Bad Yivlau Besoroi, so the Gemara says, by lice, a live louse, that's how a person is. So Memela, that's the tzur of a person, so it's not a chatzitza. So the kisser, so that's what he's saying over here. Well, the chatchila should be nizer, they shouldn't be allowed. That's what chatchila, the kiddush, you can do it. But al kopone bekina meso, that is not called rivisayu, that is not the giddel of a person. Yesh li zoil. Val kain. So if we're speaking about that, you have to make sure that there shouldn't be any dead louse or off or something. So this is a shloah kodesh that one should wash the mokim is putting down the tefillin to make sure there shouldn't be any dvorim chaytetzim. One should be nizel. Now let us just mention for 1 minute, there are poskim that hold that, let's say, if water is a chatzitze, let's talk about people go to the mikveh, let's say, before the davening, and their hair is drenched, and they'll come up and put on the tefillin, and the tefillin is on the wet hair. So other poskim hold that water is a chatzitze, and they bring a raya from a Mishnah in Yume. The Mishnah says in Yume that the Kohen Gadol, when he was tovel b'yom Kippurim, it says, Olo, he got out of the mikveh, v'nistapek, and he dried himself. So Shem Yishamayim, why does the Mishnah have to tell us he dried himself? He did dry, he didn't dry. But Ketun saw what he did. So the Mishnah Melech says, no. The Mishnah is telling us a halacha. Oh, he got out of the mikveh. He has to dry himself, because if he won't dry himself, so the meya mikveh will be chaytis beinoi lebein psoloi. So this is halachis. Olav and he's stopping. And the mefoshim learn out, tefillin from big day kohune, just like there it says, al besoroi, and here it says al yodecho, so we learn out that it is the same halachas. So therefore, the mafoshim say that water, if there's a ribui mayim, that it also would be chaytis. So one should dry his hair before he puts on the tefillin. That these are what? He sweats. Oh, so the Pisgah Tshuva says that he says as follows. So he compares the normal sweat to dandruff. That's called Haine Revisayu. Unless it's mamish, he says a normal perspiration that is the same thing like dandruff, and then that's called Haine Revisayu. That's the person. The person perspires. This is water from a different source. So this is called Agavuche. They explain the Gemara in Zvochim Klaza Shaila, if Avir will be chaytet. It's very, very interesting. We don't have a tzir how the Big Day Kohuna were, but the Big Day Kohuna were tight on the Gufa Kohen. They were tight. So there was mamish al besorei. It was al besorei. So the Gemara declares a shayla. So what if some aver came through and now there's a space between the big day kohune and the boso? So my is a shayla could be that. That's chaytzitz, even though because it's not al besorei. So the mafoshim say, so what will be by tefillin? So by tefillin, this is very, very shriach. A person is an oval head, and you have the tefillin which are straight, or by the shalyat. It could also be like that. So that they say, by tefillin, it's tzichin, not like that. There's no problem whatsoever if there's a space between the tefillin and the head that is round and the tefillin are straight. That al kaponim is no problem. Now, So we mentioned in the beginning, it's not a vot chitze, it's a vot al besoroi. Yeah. Big dekun, it says the same thing, al besoroi. It says al besoroi, it's not a psul chitze, it's a psul, you need al besoroi. With the same thing, also by the tzulun, they said that is zichan ha-chayich, because it's not, the tzulun are not supposed to be formed with the head. You won't have a ribu on the titur and those so that. What? Yeah. That, there's others that are meikul. Others are meikul, others are machmer. Yesh noig oyada kosel b'sefer revid hazot nire demashe retzue chaytetzes lefomim bein tfilin lepsorei. Sometimes he hears a retzue, what he hears, he puts the bias on the yad, and the retzue is underneath the bias. So the retzue, yeah, leimikri chatzitze, it's not called a chatzitze, demin demine einei chaytze. That's what the Rabbi Dazov said. We learned yesterday, Mavushe Yisrod, Shetakti Lel B'Sivkot N'Yud, Mashma D'Nochin L'Chadchil L'Lahachme B'Zeh, that one, I should not, the Ritzui should not be under the tefillin, because the Mavushe Yisrod seems that's also absurd. Here, because here the concept of Min B'Minei Ein Echaitzis will not help, because here there's a Miuchadikadin Al B'Sorek. Now, so now the Mechaber says further that the Yedomo Chaitzis Bein Tfilin Lipsoroi Loishno Shel Yad Loishno Shel Goish Kosav B'Sefer Machzis HaShekel. Now, the Machzis HaShekel says as follows. So by the Tfilin Shel Goish there's also a Psul Chatzitze. V'ra olai ha-maise shaloison ha-noshim shemegadlin b'loi reiseyim. That means they have a troop, they have a lot of hair in the front of their heads. So he says as follows. Mi'ovat ki hu derech shachatz v'gaiva. The etzim Indian is not a proper Yiddish anhoge, it's a goyish anhoge, it's derech gaiva. Ayma shekosu b'yiradayis in akufa yinches. That speaks about the chukai sayim. It's a goyish. The shayrish is the source is from goyim. I think it's the chukai sayim, I think. Yesh ba yisr ba nochas tfilin. But besides that, there's a yisr and a nochas tfilin. The kivin, the gedoylem harbe, since the hair is very long. Laka lemeime bohu hainu revisayu. So we can't say, we mentioned before, revisayu means that is the way the person grows. That's the tzur of the person. And therefore we mentioned the danger of this is not considered a chatzitze. So he says, but if he has very long hair, this is not the norm. The chaitzitzim, so the hair will be chaitzitz, ayin sham. That's one problem. So let us just stop for 1 minute. Now, the Beis Baruch from Rabbi Yom Silber Zecheinu Levoche, he has a whole arichis on the lotion of the Machzis HaShekel, brings a lot of paiskim. He brings an Oruch HaShulchan. The Oruch HaShulchan says that he says, we can't say that long hair is not revisayu. I mean, so what is the shear? When is it called short? When is it called long? And then we have a problem. What's with a nozir? What's with an oval? I mean, so they also had long hair. So they didn't wear tefillin. A nozir didn't wear tefillin. An oval doesn't wear tefillin. So al kaponim, the criteria of long hair, perhaps, is a mocking lahokal. They are mikilim. But the problem is that this is what they do bring down, their machmirim. But if a person, let's say he has a long hair, now if he'd let the hair go down, so it would cover his eyes. He doesn't want to do that. So he takes the hair and he puts it back over the head. So Mamele, that is not considered revisayu. That means this hair does not grow this way. He's putting it there. He should look nice. I'll cup on him. But this is not called revisayu. This is not how the hair grows. So Mamele, this, how many poskim hold, this is a problem. This sideways the same thing. Sideways the same thing. So the others say by payas. Others say by payas, let's say he has the payas, and he won't be careful with the tefillin, and the payas will be mocking with the ratzus, which theoretically it doesn't have to be there, but the way he makes his payas will be there, because that they say that will be a chatzitza. That's why I say upwards or sideways, which is not the mocking hagidul. So I'm just guiding the hair to be in that mocking. So this, others say, this is a problem of chetzitza. But to say that, to give a shear and a lot of hair, a long hair, there are mekila. That's number one. Baal Kaponim, the Machzor Shekel, mentions this inyan of chetzitza. And number two, Balav chetzitza nami bishvil hani saris amarubim, if a person has a lot of hair, so that means if there's not too much hair, he can tighten the ratzuas, and the ratzuas will remain bim kaimam because there's not too much hair. Because he has bushy hair, he has a lot of hair there. What? Let me go across. Oh, so that is zicher wrong. That you zicher have to take it off, but you have to take it, you have to make the page should be b'mkoyme. Well, when you're putting on the tone, you can't do that 100%. That's what it meant people. Not when you're wearing tefillin. I mean, it's artistic, it can be very good. What? Could be you do it for a different reason also. Yeah, could be they do out the tefillah. Okay, there's an Indian out tefillah that the payers should not be behind the ears. Maybe that's another Indian that they pull out, that they should not be behind the ears. Other soldiers are Zaya, but that's Ma'akib, the Kabbalah's out tefillah. It's Chiluki, that's what's shot in the Zaya. Ma'akib, but it's not preferable. This Chiluki day is the Chazayni Shel. It's not a problem of his hope. It is a problem. Anyway. But he says if you have a lot of hair, so you will not be capable to tighten the tefillin al harosh, because it doesn't catch to the day. There's nothing but the catch. It will slip off. So number one, it's not mehudik, and that's called kshire. Kshira means that it's tight. And number two, since it is not mahudah, since it's not tight, so it will be rolling along. It won't be on the right place, since it's nothing. So that's what the Master Soshekel says, that therefore one should not have a lot of hair because of these two cheskainas. Now, so that was the Mechaba by the two. But by the Ritzuis, Abu Ritzuis ain't lahakbit. V'achroinim kosvu, de'ein lahokul rak b'mkoyim hakrichais. That what the Rama said, that you could be mekul by the Ritzuis, that's tafke by the Zayin Kriches, and that one could be mekul. Abu Mashe shayich lahakshire, but that what the Ritzuis are being used, b'mokim hahidup, that means when he's tightening, the mokim that he's tightening, the tulun shol yad, or the whole mokim of the tulun shol rosh that he's tightening, so memele, that is a din of the tefillah alone. That means the ritzuah that tightens the tulun to the gufa adam, That just like the tefillah alone is a psul chatzitze, so the ritzua that makes this hiduk also is a psul ritzua. Yeah, but Masha Shaykh Lahakshire, yes, Lachmir, after the truth, Ben Bishol Yad, Ben Bishol Rosh. Okay, Agavuche, Rab Yankiv in Roshiv and Nemes Liakiv, he brings down that theoretically it would be mutter that one should go, one should not have to take off his wristwatch between, one should not have to take off the wristwatch because that's the makim haritzuas. But he says the minik ha'ilam is that they do take off the wristwatch. They don't, that's the minik ha'ilam. Right. Yeah. The kosvu teichachas megule ala menichim atfilin agabi peye nochet. That means men that wear a toupee, anikra faruke, they wear a toupee, so the toupee is nishkefelach, like a shetel, but it's not a short-haired shetel for a man. So I'll upon him, yeah. That means if you wear tefillin, b'shas you have on the toupee, so that's called a chatzitza. Yeah, there are many people that do this. Sure. Yeah, I said if I get other people wear it, if they can't wear yarmulke kaponim, this is called a kisirosh. A kaponim, but when you wear tefillin, v'kosu techachas megula menichim atfillin agabi peyu nochis, anikra faruk, ואפילו אם רק רצו המונח על הפי הנוכס. Right. Could be not. Could be not. Okay. So could be not. I mean, if this is the Derech Hanoshim, people who don't have hair, so could be there's no way so much on this. And we call Moke Mashme מדברי המוגן אברום בחיי אדום. אם יש לוי מקו בראשו. So we just said חומרס. We just said חומרס that the רצועס that one is making the hiduk of the tefillin to the ראש should not be something that choices between the רצועס and the ראש. But the Magen Avraham, the Chayyot, say to him, yesh loy make b'roishoy. He has a make b'roishoy. So by mele, he has a make. So he has, let's say, a bandit or a ghost pad over there. And it comes out that the Ritzue is over that bandit or a ghost pad. The rak b'mokim sh'ritzus menochim v'loy b'mokim ha'ktzitze. So if he has it in such a way that the tefillin is not affected by this chatzitza, only the ritzuis, mutar lo imaniach ritzuis agabi smartutin shal hamakim, so he's permitted to put the ritzuis, even though shal hamakim agabi koyvedat, leborech af al gav sheyesh chatzitza bein ritzuis, so that means that there's a mokim lahachmer, v'achoynim kosu, that one should be machmer. But it seems one should be machmer if one could be machmer. But if one cannot be machmer, so it seems me'ikir adin, I can assume that the mokim aritzue, there's no psul of chatzitze, afilu de ritzu that makes the hiddik, and the mele, you should do that. As long as the tefillin are al aroshoy, and the whole chatzitze is only on the ritzuis, which are mahadik the tefillin. A levorech, and you can make a bracha, so that means me'ikar hadin, we can assume that by the ritzuis, All the ritzuis, side the ritzuis that makes the hiddik, meikah din is no psul chatzitza, only gabi the tefillin. לבוא אף אגב שיש חציצה בין הרצוס. כיוון דמוקים הקציצה אין חציצה. אז לונג את התפילן ונתפילן עליין, זה לא חציצה. וכן בשל יד. The same הלוכה will be בשל יד. אם יש לוי מקו, אפילו במוקים הקף הקשר שסביב יותר. That means where he's going to make the kesher, he has a makadeh. So mele, so when he'll be mahadik the tefillin shel yad, he has to be mahadik the tefillin shel yad over a chatzitza. That means he has mutar loy laniach hekev hakesher al gabi smartutin ulevorich. So you can take Matis or whatever, and if you have a mak over there, and I can tie the ritzuis over the shmatis. Ach bozeh yizoyer, but if he's doing this, yizoyer v'chasois milamaylo kedei sheyizkayim l'chol lois v'loy la'achayim lois. Now this is, we're going to have this later again in the Mishnah Berurah. This, it says in the Pasuk, V'hoya l'cholois, the Chazal Darshan, V'hoya l'cholois, V'loi l'acherem lois. So now I'd like to read over the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harab and Siv Ches. So the Shulchan Aruch, and then I try to explain it. B'med vorim amurim, she'tzorich l'chaseisa, like we had mentioned before, that the double seeps is not so posh. That you have to cover the tefillin kishemeniach al dovo she'ein dalkoi liyos la'olam mechusa. I'm putting the ritzuis or the tefillin on something that is never covered, and you cover it later. Kegoy smartutin, avol imeinicha al besorei mamish. But if you put the tefillin or the ritzuis al besorei, ein tzorich lechasoisa. Shelo ikpida teira shetei tefillin shel yad mechuse, rak shetei monachas b'mokim shedalkei liyos tamid mechusa tahenu kibayis. Now let me explain this for 1 minute. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav is saying as follows. V'hoya l'cho l'ois. So the Chazal darshin that the tefillin should be l'cho l'ois v'loi la'acherim l'ois. So the pashtus would seem that you have to cover the tefillin. That's okay. For you, it's a nice, but no, for no one else, so the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that's not true. V'hoya l'chol l'ois means it should be put in a place that after it's put, the ois will be for you and not for someone else. That means the kiboyres is a mokim that is usually covered. So the posik wants to tell us, where should you put the tefillin? You should put the tefillin in a place which is usually covered, which means usually this area is covered. That's where you should put the tefillin. But it does not necessarily mean that you have to cover it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says. Mentioned the Fikim Meginim once, not like Barakapon. This is what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says over here. He says, V'hoya l'chol l'ois is just a mara mokim is telling us where the mokim of the Hanochas tefillin should be. It should be put on a place which is normally covered. So then, that's the mokim where you put on the tefillin. So therefore, he says, but if I put it on this mokim and I didn't cover it, the tefillin are megula, no problem. There's no problem. He says, but if I, let's say I put a gauze pad over here and I put the tefillin on the gauze pad, Now, on the goose pad, there's no cloud that a goose pad is always covered. This translation, I can, as I've said, that if I want to be mevarer, the mokim habosa where I put on the tzun or the tzuis, so then I say, I'm defining it's this mokim of the goof which is usually covered. But if the tefillin are not on the goof, it's on something else, then there's a second halacha. Then you have to cover it. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch, this is what Mishabur will say it a few times, that if you're putting, now you say you're putting on the Ritzuis over Smalta to Shmata, so if you're putting it over there, Ach Bozeh Yisoyer, L'chasa Yismila Maylo, you should cover it, Kadeshi Yiskayim Lo, L'cholo Yismila L'achayim Lois. That means if the Ritzuis or Tfilin are lying on something which is not usually covered, the bosa is usually covered. If you have a smalta that's not usually covered, then you have to cover it with boil. Let us just start Sifei. Adam shu olu l'nezilus. Now this person has a problem that if his head is exposed to the elements, let's say to the cold, He gets terrible headaches. He gets pain. So what should he do? Adam shu olo nezilus. Ve'im yitzarech lehaniach tefillin shel rosh. If you tell him you have to put out the tefillin shel rosh, al besorei lo yanichin klal. So he won't put it on. That means he'll have tzar from wearing the tefillin, and it seems he's not mechuyev to put on tefillin in such a case. So meikar hadin, he's caught off on tefillin. Because if he's going to expose his head to the cold, he's going to get terrible headaches or other sicknesses. So the Mechaber says, yesh lahat aloy leniach tefillin shol roish al hakoyve dak hasomach l'roish. So he can wear a thin kapel, if this will help, over his head. So, and he should put the tefillin over the kapel. Now, so what are we accomplishing with this? That we are accomplishing as follows. Before he said in Siv Dalit that chatzitza pasul. So therefore, if I have a kapel and I'm putting it on the kapel, what did I accomplish? I didn't accomplish anything. But there's a shikas, a rajba, the rajba is mesubik, maybe chatzitza doesn't pass. So it means la'aloche, we don't paskin like the rajba, and that was Siv Dalet. But al koponim, we have here such a scenario, what should I do? Should you tell this person, well, la'aloche chatzitza pasul, oy poiskin mal chatzitza pasul, and therefore, I sympathize with you. You can't expose your head to the elements. So don't wait till inshallah. That's one way to look at it. So the Mechaber says, no, let's tell him to put on a kapel. And what are we accomplishing? We're accomplishing that according to the Rashba, he was Mekayim Mitzvah till inshallah. So it's kedai to do this. We'll see. He won't make a brocha on it, but we'll kapon him. This will be an accomplishment. Yes. What do you mean? Yeah. This is l'cholois. Yeah, 100%. That's one mitzvah, really. It's one mitzvah. Yeah. If it's the tool is on ice,